Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, and of course, whether it's an app, a website, or just a mobile-first experience that you want to engage your audience, this is it. This is your destination for great ideas, actionable advice, and cool guests, right, to help you optimize and maximize your mobile presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, and we are back. We are going back to our Mobile Heroes series, that ongoing series that if you haven't heard of it, maybe you should check out some of the earlier episodes as well, because it's the series, one of our most popular, where we get the inside track from the UA experts, the people out there, you know, on the field, on the front, in app marketing, UA, what they're doing, how they did it, all the success that has earned them the title of a mobile hero, that is a mobile hero as chosen by Liftoff, a mobile app marketing and retargeting platform. So that as background, I'm going to mix it up a bit. And I'm going to bring in a mobile hero who loves to do exactly that, sort of, you know, mixing it up, pushing the boundaries, delving into the exciting space where demographics and data meet with psychographics and psychology. So it's all about creatives. How do they convert and why? So in other words, you know, you've got a winning image or you've got an image that isn't quite what it needs to be to attract and engage your audience. And to talk about this, because it is a very hot topic, by the way, we welcome Catherine Knight. She's director of marketing over at Zoosk. And Zoosk is an online dating service that also has the number one app store. So obviously, she's done a great job. They've done a great job. Welcome to the show, Catherine.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you. And I mean, you're one in the Mobile Heroes series, so no pressure, right? We're going to expect some amazing tips. No pressure at all. But, you know, number one, I was reading that because I didn't realize that. I was reading that when I was reading up about your app, and I thought, hey, that's quite an accomplishment. Not sure if we're going to say, you know, you're the one who nailed it, but definitely, you know, head of, you know, director of marketing, you've got a lot to do with that. I mean, is that something we can say goes to your credit?
I would say, you know, it's always a team effort. Mm-hmm. We pride ourselves in being team players. So it was, you know, me and the rest of my team. And of course, our product team is responsible for that as well. So it takes a village, you know.
Right, right. Now, I hear what you're saying. I mean, it has to be a team. And it's interesting, all the stuff I'm reading now about, you know, how to have a proper UA team, a marketing team, sort of how to get the people who think about the creative side of the business to work together with the data scientists. And that's kind of interesting, because that's what I'm hearing is also what you're trying to achieve or have achieved at Zoosk, you know, people who understand the data and people who understand engagement.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that it's a really important to have that combination, somebody who is analytical and data driven, but mm-hmm. can also understand that there's a human side, you know, there's a human aspect to marketing, and it's being able to understand, well, what is this data telling us and why is it that way? What can we learn about our customers through the data and understanding how that human experience, you know, works together with that?
Well, see, that's what I want to do with you, because you're the type of person, I can feel it, that you're the one who's sort of thinking in that direction. And it's interesting, because I just got back from a conference. I was speaking at Mobile Growth Europe in Berlin, and it was interesting. Everyone is moving in your direction, Catherine. So there you are.
Oh,
you're
wow,
not alone.
I love it.
It's happening. It was very interesting. They were all talking about the fact that basically we've got the demographics. So that's table stakes. We've got that data. So you can't compete really, you know, an amazing competitive edge with demographic data. It's not going to happen. We all have it. But what we don't understand is we're not understanding what makes and breaks a killer creative. And so people are talking about, we have to break it down into the elements now. What's the element of a creative and how to A-B test each element? And I was thinking about yours, and one of the things I was reading in your show notes, which I just love, you know, which is it's test or die is what you say. That's your own words. But bringing that to creatives, now that's going to be an exciting space. But, you know, we aren't there yet. That'll probably be the theme of a lot of shows in the year here at Mobile Presence. But tell me a little bit about your thinking, because that's exactly where you're focused right now. It's about trying to break down and bring data into testing and measuring and qualifying those creatives.
Yeah, so I am 100% firmly believe that creative is one of the most critical aspects to being successful in marketing. And I found that it's a make or break. It can basically kill you, take you nowhere, or it can, you know, it can help you overachieve on your numbers for the year. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's,
sounds like you're talking from experience, though, Catherine. I mean, what happened?
Yes.
Tell me about what happened then over at Zusk to make you focus on this. Because, you know, you sound like, it can make or break. So you must have had
really
some firsthand experience to share here.
Yeah. So when I took over on the brand side of Zusk, we hadn't been focusing on creative as much as I thought we should. And so what we started to do was meet once a week and have a meeting that is just focused on creative. And I don't know if other teams do this, but this has been very helpful for us. And we have our analytics people, our campaign people that manage the campaigns, and also our designers and the people who are making the creative for us all come together at once. Mm-hmm. We share all of our testing in one space so that everyone is on the same page with what are the results of the test? What can we take from this? What are the learnings and what's going to come up next? And through these meetings, what we've been able to do is to make sure that we're A-B testing things so that we can concrete learnings that we can apply to the next creative make, but also at the same time, we're doing concept testing. So we need to have ideas and do something that's completely different that we've done before. We always need to be moving the creative ahead, not only, I think in two ways, right? There's one where the customer, the people that are seeing the ads, if they see the same thing over and over, they're going to be like, Zusk, what are you doing? I'm sick of seeing this ad, like get it out of my face. So we want to always present them with something new so that it, you know, not only increases our click-through rates, but also engages the customer more. And then also gives our design team, you know, the ability to really move forward in thinking about what's the future of creative concepts. Like, what is, you know, where is it moving? How can we be on the forefront? So if you don't do that creative concept testing where it's, let's take a leap from whatever we've seen work in the past. And, you know, that's where it's like high risk, high reward. You can really find something that will make your campaigns explode, basically. And this happened to us for it particularly because our design team came up with a specific design that was really boosting our click-through rates. And we, at Zusk, and for dating in general, what we've seen work is basically people's faces. If you're thinking about dating, you want to see a person, you know, you're thinking about like what is the end result? It's being able to, you know, go out with someone that you like, right? Mm-hmm. And so we are always testing out different people's faces. And It's one of those things where it's like you never know what face is going to resonate the best. It can be a surprise every time. But over the years, so many faces that work that I can kind of, you know, make an educated guess to which face will, you know, be the new champion, as we say. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because when I can always tell when we found a new champion creative because our Facebook campaigns explode. And I will say, whoa, how did we like double our traffic overnight? Oh, well, we found a new face that just really worked. So I think that for us, it's one of the most critical parts for success among many things, but definitely mm-hmm. high priority.
Well, there's a lot of parts that make up that success, and I'm excited to hear more of that, Catherine. So after the break, we'll be back. We'll be talking about your learnings, maybe a couple surprises along the way about, you know, what is a winning creative really? So don't go away, listeners. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Is your website hacked? Is your website displaying error messages or loading slowly? Even if there are no signs of malicious activity, your site may still be compromised. Websites, like cars, require regular maintenance to perform at their best and not leave you stranded. At Fjorge, our website maintenance experts can help you assess which one of our maintenance plans will best support your needs. Visit fjorgedigital.com or call 612-877-3840 and get the support and protection your website and business deserve. That's fjorgedigital.com.
Book lovers and hundreds of compelling contemporary authors are heading to Miami for the 34th annual Miami Book Fair, Friday, November 17th through Sunday, November 19th. See in person amazing authors, including Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Al Franken, Russell Banks, Michael Eric Dyson, Armistead Maupin, Angela J. Davis, Scott Turow, Walter Isaacson, and many more. The 34th annual Miami Book Fair. For more information, visit miamibookfair.com.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove, and our guest today, Catherine Knight, mobile hero and director of marketing at Zeusk. And Catherine, right before the break, you know, we were talking about the creatives that were knocking it out of the park and the ones and the differences and the surprises. I mean, I'd love to hear more about that because you think at some level, this is all just very bitchy. You know, it's the whole thing of like, you know, red will excite you, blue will calm you down. In the case of faces for a dating app, you'd think, oh, it's going to be a blonde who's built in all the right places. That's going to knock it out of the park. I mean, is that what happened? Or what did you find out?
Yeah, so you can meet in everyday life. You could potentially date this person, right? They're not out of your league. And so I think that when people see these faces of, oh, wow, I find this person attractive, they're actually a real person, right? Their photos are of them doing regular things, taking selfies, they're in their car, they have their dog with them. They're just regular people. That is, in my experience, what draws people to click and ultimately download our app and sign up for our service.
I just want to step back for a moment to the question of concept before we get to events, because you just sort of hinted that, you know, what it's about is download, sign up for the service. I want to ask you about the events that you're looking at and measuring. But I love the idea of the concept and the creative. That is really smart, Catherine, because at one level, it's like the creative is like your day-to-day thing. You've got to get that right. And the concept is going to be that one thing where, you know, it's out of your comfort zone and you're going to just take a chance. I'm just curious, in a practical way of speaking, how much money or time or budget or whatever, how do you split between the concept, which is the stuff you didn't try before, and the creative, which is sort of like, you know, building your bottom line?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I look at it in, I think that we look at it at Zeus in kind of like an 80-20 way with everything that we do, not just creative. So 80% of what we, 80% of our time and what we do is focused on making sure what we're currently doing correctly is working. So that's, you know, the optimization, the A/B testing, et cetera. And then 20% of our time needs to be devoted to innovation, whether it be on new technology, finding new channels that work. And also this applies to the creative concept testing. So I think that that's a good rule of thumb because it gives you enough, it puts enough emphasis on the innovation, but also you have to think about what's working for you at the moment and be super focused on that as well.
Makes perfect sense. And actually, back in the day, I remember talking to someone over at Coca-Cola before they started their, what was it, the something something of mobile innovation a while back, and it was always an 80-20. It was always, and you remember, like, Coca-Cola is a brand that, yeah, was the first one in AR and everything else, and there you go. You know, 80-20 works. What works for testing? Yep. What works for that testing? I'm curious, because it's a hard one, you know? It's like, you know, because there are many elements of a creative. You know, it might have been the face, but it might have been that, hey, someone really liked the idea that the dog was cute too. I mean, who knows what it was?
Right.
You know, so
it's
how do
so
you do
true.
That?
So you're 100% true. We encounter this all the time. So when we find it's a creative that works, so, and that means it's easy to tell when you found a winning as your that creative gets all the delivery, the most delivery, the highest engagement, it backs out the best. It's clearly, you know, a winner. And so once you find that, then what we do is then we take a step back and say, okay, now it's, we found this new concept that works, that is the winning piece, right? And so we'll innovate and iterate off of those elements within that winning creative, and we'll do more A/B testing and say, well, is it the girl's face, or is it these buttons, or is it the text that we have here, or is it, you know, the background of the photo that she's in, is it the distance that her face is from the camera? So we'll experiment, do A/B tests with those elements within the image. And we've come to find, you know, we have certain rules of thumb for what works best for us from doing all of those tests for the past, you know, I've been doing it for the past 4 years. So you can, you know, you can develop learnings from all those years of testing.
I'm just curious because I understand this. One, I agree with you 100%. I've been on the side of sort of like a scientific approach to advertising since the very, very early days. Now people are all on board with that. We all get it. And you have an army of data scientists and you do it. It's data driven because we have the tools to do it. But when you think about creative testing, you have any rules of thumb for like when is enough testing? Because in theory, right, you can take out every variable. You can go to town on this. You can A/B test one creative forever. So there has to be a point where you say enough is enough. Can you give me an idea of like just for an average marketer listening in, this is like when we A/B test, when you A/B test, when does it start? When does it end? How many variables? What are some limits here so you don't just like test yourself to death on one campaign?
I think it goes back to, you know, the fact that we always have the concept testing going in place at tandem. The campaigns will tell you when your creative is not working anymore, right? Mm-hmm. So eventually you're going to have, they're going to get stale. And you'll know because you'll start losing traffic. And that's when you know that, your creative needs to be refreshed. You need something new. But I think if you're always concept testing and putting new things out there, this really doesn't happen to you because we're always finding new champions, as we say. Like the creative that's working the best for us is our champion. So our champion is always on the fore. Like he or she is out there and they're leading the pack, but we always have others competing and we're always putting new ones out there. And so this helps us to never have that like creative fatigue. If you always are constantly putting new stuff out there, then it will never happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, in theory, right? So, but that's what's worked for us.
Makes sense though, because the concept will make certain you're not getting stale, because too many marketers, they're focused on like the here and now and what's working now. And iterating on that is just going to keep iterating on the same thing basically, but you've got a way around that. And I think that's cool because I would hope you would agree. It's what you're doing in a dating app, but you could see this applicable to really, everything that mobile marketers are doing. So I'm just wondering, at one level, it's about the testing. But another level, the ads also have to have like a winning personalization strategy in a sense. So one thing is like, yes, I love this ad. It's looking great. But then what level of personalization do you have in the advertising? What level of that are you thinking about when you're picking the creatives for certain audiences?
Totally. I think personalization is super important. And I think it's actually everything as I think we'll see that everything will become even more personalized as our technology gets better and we're able to understand what makes our audience take action in not only, what's their demographic or what are they like, but also what's happening to them at the moment. What are they, what are they currently doing? So if we can get super personalized and make the experience for the potential customer really about them, then I think that's where we're going to see that next level of success in terms of advertising and marketing.
So really the next level brings together like the creative that fits that audience, that fits what you're seeing in the data, how certain audiences are engaging. And once you're sort of creative at the same time, you're sort of turning up the lever a little bit on personalization. And so, maybe even names or whatever, just to make certain that like this ad is meant for you personally is basically what's going on
right here.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. It's saying, we know that you are, that you'd really like to meet someone right now. I think it's the right time for you. What about this person? Is that right? And then it actually makes people, in my opinion, it makes people feel good, right? And that's the kind of experience that we want our customers to have. They want, from the moment they see the ad, if it makes them feel good and want to take action and, be a highly engaged user on our platform, then, that's when we find success.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to have a little bit more of a deep dive into exactly the, what makes and breaks a great ad. But we do have to go to break right now, Catherine. So listeners, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
There are over 70 million active podcast listeners in the U.S.
WebmasterRadio.fm reaches them all
with the largest global distribution of any online business-to-business podcast network. Through iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher. We can target and place your message in front of those active listeners immediately. Now, your message can be delivered with less commitment and investment on over 20 hours of weekly original content
hosted by the most respected names in digital marketing.
Email sales at webmasterradio.fm today and get your message delivered now.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
WebmasterRadio.fm is the destination for education, entertainment, and engagement. Engage with our panel of on-air experts and peers by following us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You can listen to WebmasterRadio.fm on air or on demand from our website or through iTunes, Stitcher, or however you get your podcasts. Interact and stay informed. Just search for WebmasterRadio.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And we are back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove, and our guest today, Catherine Knight, Director of Marketing at Zusk and a mobile hero. And Catherine, I have been really enjoying this show because stuff at the intersection of psychology and marketing, I mean, that's where it's at, because we're looking for that competitive edge, and it's going to be in understanding your audience. I mean, that is what makes or breaks it. This is all about engagement. So I've been hearing this, learning this from you. We talked about personalization. I want to understand a little bit more about how you approach that, because, you know, it is about that personalization, but it's also dynamic personalization. How do you approach that? What do you have as a benchmark for yourself? Because, you know, you can get you know, overly personal too.
That's true. You don't want people to be creeped out. Like, how do they know so much about me? This is weird. And, you know, so I think personalization and, like you said, dynamically populating is super important. So start from the creative. If you can, you know, dynamically insert a person's location, they're much more likely to engage with the ad. It's personalized for them. Or, I mean, even basic, like showing a female that's tailored to them versus a male. So, you know, there's lots of different levels. And then from after someone has clicked on the ad, once they go through, you know, your sales funnel, if you can eliminate the friction if you already know something about them, by auto-populating a field, it makes it easier for them to sign up quickly, then that is also extremely important.
Mm-hmm. And that makes sense because, again, removing friction, that sort of thing. We talked about the creative, and it's interesting that, you know, writing is still a big part of this. It's definitely image, it's definitely video, but, you know, another thing is like that call to action. What can you share about that? Because, you know, it seems like the wording should be really simple, like, hey, this is the great time and this person is meant for you or whatever, but it's not that simple. What do you have as some lessons for us?
Well, I think that what we've learned is that shorter is always, it's, you know, get to the point, especially for men. It is the simpler the language, the more clear, the better. And for females as well, but they tend to be a little bit more thoughtful, right? So you can play around with that demographic more. But in the end, it's, you know, it is so true that a call to action is extremely important. And sometimes we don't we don't want to have a call to action because then it seems like an ad, but it truly is. You have to have it in there because it's what works.
Well, otherwise they don't know what to do. So what is a call to action? I mean, you know, an easy one for retail, like buy now, you know, but can't you say date now, right? So what do you do?
Our top call to action, I might be giving out too much information right now, but we found that people don't want, in terms of dating, it's, put yourself out there, just try it. Mm-hmm. And instead of a hard sell, it's more of a browse for free. You know, what do you have to lose? View singles, view profiles. So it's not saying sign up now and subscribe. It's just give it a try, especially when it's when you're on the ad level. Once you get further into the funnel and into the product, and that's when you obviously have to start. When you would ask them to subscribe to the service, etc. But in the beginning, it's more of like just give it a try and see how you like it.
That makes sense. And then getting them down the funnel, I mean, that's a different level. You're going deeper. Wondering, as we're nearing the end of the year, it'd be good to have two quick answers from you. I'd love to hear what you think is next in marketing to watch. And then what's next for you? So those last two.
Yeah, I think that in terms of marketing, the personalization, like I said, I think that that's going to be really critical for marketers to keep in mind. I think that the more we can better understand and make our target audience, excited to see our products and services in front of them, then that's when, we've really found success. And then, as for me, with what's next coming on the horizon, I'd really eventually love to be able to take my experience of how to do skin, be able to help, others with their, mobile marketing. And so hopefully be able to work for myself one day and be able to help lots of companies.
Well, that's cool, Catherine, because, I'd love to have you back when you're doing exactly that. I love the way that you bring sort of like, data, the deep understanding of data and being very rigorous at the same time, empathetic and understanding the audience. I think that's like the optimal mix. That's probably why they picked you as a mobile hero to begin with.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice of you to say.
No, I can hear it. And I've been in the industry. I know my stuff and I can hear it. And this is good. So I'll have you back to talk exactly about this topic. But in the meantime, how do our listeners stay in touch with you? They're saying, hey, Catherine really gets that intersection of the two. What do they do? LinkedIn, Twitter, you're blogging, you're hanging out, what?
Yeah, the best way to reach me right now is on LinkedIn. So I'm Catherine A. Knight on LinkedIn. And I will be starting a blog soon. It's not up there yet, but I'll be sure to push it out there to you. So if you want to connect with me on LinkedIn, send me a message, and I'll keep you guys posted on what's coming up next with me.
Perfect. I will do that as well, by the way, because I want to watch this space. Great to have you, Catherine. Great. And you're welcome. That, my friends, is a wrap. And of course, the next weeks will be jam-packed with more mobile heroes, more amazing companies. So stay tuned. And of course, if you want to read up on Catherine, as you should, or any of the other mobile heroes in the series, then you can check out their dedicated web pages over at heroes.liftoff.io. And if you want to keep up with me throughout the week or find out more about how you can be a guest or sponsor in Mobile Presence, then you can email me, Peggy@MobileGroove. MobileGroove.com is also where you can find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. And of course, you can check out all of our earlier episodes by going to webmasterradio.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, simply by searching Mobile Presence. Friends, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.